From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Family, friends, and fans had gathered to pay tribute to former heavyweight champion Muhammad Ali in Louisville, Kentucky. Imam Hamza Abdul Malik of Memphis, Tennessee, began the solemn service at the Yum Center with a recitation from the Quran. Former President Bill Clinton said that Muhammad Ali made the most of his athletic talent and then as a humanitarian and activist worldwide.
He perfected gifts that we all have. Every single solitary one of us have gifts of mind and heart. It's just that he found a way to release them in ways large and small.
Comedian Billy Crystal, known for his impersonations of Ali and veteran broadcaster Howard Cosell, and also a close personal friend of Muhammad Ali's, compared the boxer's life to a bolt of lightning that illuminates everything around it.
Muhammad Ali struck us in the middle of America's darkest night, in the heart of its most threatening gathering storm. His power toppled the mightiest of foes, and his intense light shined on America. And we were able to see clearly injustice, inequality, poverty, pride, self-realization, courage, laughter, love, joy, and religious freedom for all.
The service began after thousands lined a specially planned funeral procession to say their last goodbyes to Ali. His flower-covered hearse took the champion to the city's Cave Hill Cemetery. This is VOA News. In the race for the White House, presumptive nominees Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton delivered political speeches in Washington Friday, aimed at shoring up their base of support headed for November's vote. In a speech to the Planned Parenthood Action Fund membership, Mrs. Clinton lambasted Trump's contention that she is playing the woman card.
And I like to say, if fighting for equal pay, Planned Parenthood, and the ability to make our own health decisions is playing the woman card, then deal me in.
Meanwhile, a more reserved than normal Donald Trump told the conservative Faith and Freedom Coalition's annual Road to the Majority conference that he wants to unify a divided nation.
Freedom of any kind means no one should be judged by their race or their color, and the color of their skin should not be judged that way. And right now we have a very divided nation. We're going to bring our nation together. If I win, we're going to bring our nation together.
Trump's speech was interrupted several times by protesters. U.S. President Barack Obama has approved a wider role for the U.S. military in Afghanistan to help local forces fight the Taliban. The new plan, which follows months of debate, will allow for increased airstrikes against the Taliban when necessary. More generally, it gives U.S. forces more flexibility in how they partner with Afghan troops. The plan does not involve sending more U.S. ground troops. A Hindu monastery worker in Bangladesh was hacked to death on an early morning walk Friday in what local police believe is the latest in a string of brutal attacks against religious minorities. 62-year-old Nityaranjan Pandey was walking in the northwestern Hindu district of Pabna when unidentified hackers attacked him and killed him. More than 40 people have been killed in similar attacks over the past 3 years, and the violence has escalated in recent months. European Union nations have approved tighter gun controls in the wake of last year's deadly Islamist attacks in Paris and Brussels. A majority vote by the interior ministers of EU nations approved the new rules on purchasing and possessing firearms, expanded the list of banned weapons, and called for better tracking of gun transfers to combat weapons trafficking. And hockey star Gordie Howe, considered the greatest ice hockey player of all time by many of his fellow athletes, died Friday at age 88. He helped lead Detroit to 4 Stanley Cup championships and was named the National Ice Hockey League's most valuable player 6 times. For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.